You're getting home from work and it's time to have a chill. You're not feeling very well, in fact you're feeling very ill. You think a snack might help, so what do you need? A chunky yellow creamy slab of dairy filled cheese.
Oh, you're the best, Gary.
I like that song.
Yeah.
When I got into cheese making, what do you do when you're trying to learn something new? You find a couple books and you read them. That's at least, you know, how I teach myself something I want to learn. This book, Cheese Making, Home Cheese Making Recipes for 75 Homemade Cheese by Ricky Carroll, talks about the history of cheese. Do you know how it was discovered?
Afraid to ask.
When you hear the story, you're going to be glad you're about 5,000 years in development down the road. It was actually discovered in the Sahara.
Okay.
When people traveling on camels, they were using the stomachs of animals as canteens. And they put milk into these canteens, and on a warm day, riding along on the camel, when they stopped for their rest and they opened it up, and it had all curdled. And that was the start of the discovery of cheese making process that a lot more refined today.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's probably pretty accurate in the function that rennet, which is an enzyme in the stomach, is still what we use today for curdling or making the cheese. And so that's.
And where do you get your rennet? Because that was always my hardest thing. There are places at the store that can buy, you can buy them, but they don't do good for cheese making.
Yeah, well, we get ours from a worldwide cheese making company called Formajex.
Okay.
And they have a myriad of the cultures and the different rennets and different products. And so that's how we get our rennet and our cultures for the different cheeses.
And making that cheese, getting your curds, is a lot like making a gumbo. You got to have it warm, mm-hmm. and you got to constantly be stirring it.
Mm-hmm.
You're stirring. You think, I am sitting here wasting my time. Then all of a sudden, just in a matter of seconds, these cheese curds just all of a sudden start forming and appear at the top. In like a matter of 90 seconds, you're standing there for an hour. Then finally, all of a sudden, it's like magic. It just happens.
That's
and
right.
Gentlemen, despite Romy's camel story about the invention of cheese, I still want to know where I can get your sheep cheese.
Well, the easiest place for us is you can get it at Rovi Dairy on Friday afternoons and Saturday mornings. We're open from noon to 5 on Friday afternoon and from 9 o'clock in the morning till 2 on Saturday afternoon.
And you've been telling me to come get some forever, but
yeah.
When I pass the dairy, it's 5 o'clock in the morning and you haven't opened yet, and I'm not going back across town that quick in the afternoon. So you've brought me a couple goodies here.
You bet. Yeah, and we also at the farm we have our Wagyu Jersey cross beef that we've fattened up, and so we have that for sale at the farm, and also our lamb that we've fattened and have it for sale there at the farm as well.
Lamb, beef, and cheese.
Yep.
Talk me through these five. You know what? We're not gonna have time. We'll save it for the long segment after news break because you have five different types of. I was gonna say goat, but these are sheep cheese.
Right.
And. Until I started making cheese, I never knew what curds and whey was. She was sitting there eating her curds and whey. What the heck were curds and whey? What do you do with the whey?
Well, the whey, we actually feed it back to our livestock. It's got a lot of lactose in it, and because as most people don't know, the lactose leaves, or 90% of the lactose leaves the cheese. So cheese is naturally lactose, either non-existent or low, depending on the style of cheese. But that sugar in there, we feed it back to our livestock, and it makes a great feed. So you can eat your curds and whey.
I was never brave enough to try the whey. The curds we take, but the whey, I'm like, that just doesn't even look like something you're supposed to put in your body.
And you can get your cheese at Milk and More.
That's true, yeah.
Near the UDA facility.
We can get it at Milk and More there on Broadway at United Dairyman. At the Olive Mill over in Queen Creek.
Olive Mill.
We have our cheeses. In fact, my daughter and son-in-law are demoing this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon at the Olive Mill, tasting, giving people that are there different, you know, cutting up the cheeses and giving them samples and tastes
so good.
Of it.
And that's the one in Queen Creek because they've got a satellite location in Kierland now.
Right. right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's the one in Cream Creek. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then also at the Winery 101, they have our cheese there for sampling with the wine. And
where is Winery 101?
It's at the 101 and Peoria Avenue.
Yum.
Or Olive Avenue. Peoria or Olive. One of the two. It's right there. It's within a mile of each other.
It's close to Dylan's Barbecue.
Yeah, exactly.
Talking farm fresh cheese with Julie Murphy, the spokeswoman for Arizona Farm Bureau, and Paul Rovey of the Rovey Dairy.